Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from Zimbabwe, we hear from Sister Rosemary Rushwaya. Sister Rosemary is a principal of the Dominican convent in Bulawayo. Her preaching is entitled, Living as Easter People in a Good Friday World.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John, chapter 3, verses 16 to 21. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Whoever believes in him will not be condemned, but whoever does not believe has already been condemned, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the verdict, that the light came into the world, but people preferred darkness to light, because their works were evil. For everyone who does wicked things hates the light and does not come towards the light, so that his works might not be exposed. But whoever lives the truth comes to the light, so that his works may be clearly seen as done in God. The Gospel of the Lord. The liturgy of the Holy Week and this Easter time reveal God's love for us, that he loved us so much that he gave us his only begotten Son. He loved his Son so much, and yet he gave him for us. There are two critical points in this passage that allows us to be filled with awe. Namely, that God gave us Jesus as a gift to us, and he has promised us eternal life. It is a desire of every Christian to gain life that does not end, that even after death, one continues to live in eternity with God. John, in his Gospel, makes it clear to us that accepting the person of Christ, who is the eternal Word, through whom all things were created, this beloved Son, whom God loved so much, was the light that came into the world. But people preferred darkness to light because of their evil deeds. For everyone who does wicked things hates the light and does not come towards the light, lest their evil deeds get exposed. But whoever lives the truth comes to the light, so that their work may be clearly seen as done in God. God has taught us a lesson through this unconditional love, that we in turn, as we relate with others, our relationships can be transformed and catch on the fact that the other person is infinitely loved by God. I repeat that again, that other person is infinitely loved by God. Jesus, who is the light of the world, was rejected by the high priest and his supporters. But we are assured that those who have accepted Christ, the light of the world, their lives will illumine and the burdens of life lightened. As we are the Easter people, living in a Good Friday world.